Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you When Babylon Came for the Mystic, Bunny's 14 Months in Jail. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. You can learn a lot about a man by where he walks. Not just the miles, but the meaning. Where his feet first touched earth. Where his spirit first stirred. Where he went when the world pressed in. And where he dreamed of going when it all ended. For me, that journey began in Trenchtown and ended in Zion. But in truth, it was always the same road. Trenchtown wasn't a place. It was a prophecy. People look at the zinc fences, the broken pavements, the smoke-filled alleys, and they see poverty. But we saw possibility. That yard was our university. The breeze between the boards, our symphony. The corners we sat on became altars. That's where Bob, Peter, and I first started chanting reason into rhythm. Where we sat and debated scripture, spirit, song. That's where the drum first told me my name. They say Babylon is built to keep you inside. But Trenchtown taught me that freedom starts where you are. If you can find peace in a tenement, you can build Zion in your soul. Because Zion isn't a mountain somewhere far off. Zion is alignment. Zion is truth. Zion is home, without fear. When we were young, I used to walk barefoot through the lanes. People would laugh. Bunny looked like a madman. But I wasn't mad. I was connected. The soil underfoot reminded me that even in struggle, we had grounding. Even in chaos, we had rhythm. Even in Babylon, we had Jah. As I grew older, the geography of my spirit changed. From the heat of Kingston, to the cool breath of the hills in St. Thomas. That's where I built my sanctuary. No clubs, no studios, no interviews, just trees, scripture, fire. I would wake with the sunrise, give thanks, and walk into the bush like it was a temple. The wind spoke softer there. And in that stillness, I could hear myself again. That's when I realized the places we walk are not just physical. They're spiritual markers, coordinates of the soul. Trenchtown taught me survival. The hills taught me silence. And both led me to Zion. When I wrote songs like This Train and Dreamland, people thought I was writing about a destination. But I wasn't. I was writing about a journey inward. A movement from confusion to clarity. From noise to knowing. From Babylon to self. Zion is not just Africa. Zion is the place where your soul rests without compromise. And for a long time, that place was music. Later in life, I began to see my own body as a kind of landscape, worn roads in my knees, mountains of memory behind my eyes, and rivers, rivers of loss, flowing through my chest where Jean used to sit in silence beside me. That too was geography, the terrain of a man who had lived through more than fame, who had carried the drum across deserts of silence, who had kept walking, even when the world stopped clapping. They say every man eventually returns to where he began, and maybe that's true. When I felt my time coming close, I'd lie back beneath the almond tree in my yard, close my eyes, and I'd see it, Trenchtown, the lane, the boys, the dream, then a great hill, bathed in gold, windless, wide, and a train track made of light leading all the way to Zion. Some days I'd whisper, me ready now, Jah, me walk long, me heart tired, but me soul clean, because I had walked it all, the city, the hills, the prison, the stage, the silence, and through it all, I kept my compass. Now that I'm gone, people visit these places to find me. They walk through Trenchtown hoping to catch my shadow. They climb the hills of St. Thomas and ask the trees for answers. But let me tell you, I am not in those places. I am in the path. I am in the walk. I am in every barefoot youth who moves with fire in his chest and purpose in his steps. Everyone who leaves Babylon, not just with luggage, but with light. I was born in Trenchtown, but I live in Zion now. And if you're listening, if you're still walking, keep going. It's closer than you think. Narrator, gentle fade. From zinc fence to sacred fire. From dusty lanes to heavenly choirs. Bunny Wailer's life was a map. And every step led to Zion.